7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oy dia. Well, if the sun doesn't come out. And here we go. Whoa, yada zada. Hello, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Once again, I'm outdoors. This could be a mistake, but we're going for it. Death Test 2023. I refuse to give up my springtime. I refuse to give up my outdoors. Yeah, at the great risk of my health. So I've decided to come down to the creek today so I can be relatively close to my house in case anything goes wrong. And as I walk under the canopy, and yes, we're starting to get some canopy. We got real leaves on the trees now. We got real leafage everywhere. It's getting hard to see around here. Alright, I'm looking down into the ravine. I don't see anything. Wow. It's getting leafy. Leafy, leafy. And I like it. Yeah, it's about 28 degrees and rising. It was supposed to be a little bit cooler today, but I'm not sure we got the rain that we were supposed to get. It's really dry here in the creek. So I'm going to get down in here and see what's going on. I think I hear a street sweeper going through the neighborhood. All right, it's very still. It's slightly overcast. It's partly cloudy. It's mostly cloudy. Let's put it that way. If the sun comes out, there's going to be a problem. Looking down into the creek, I see a reddish-orange ball pit ball. Getting sick of ball pit balls. We got, three white golf balls, four white golf balls. There's a yellow over there. Huh. Let's go down into the creek and double check the deep spot. Make sure we're not missing anything, because ever since this big tree limb fell in here, it kind of covers up, or it blocks my view of the deep water. What do we got in here? Well, maybe a white ball or two. There's a ball that's so muddy I can't even tell what it is. And then, yeah, just white balls, a yellow ball in the dirt. Nothing real exciting. Hey, what's that on that tree over there? Huh. Right, so I slept fairly well. I went to bed at a reasonable hour, although I woke up a couple times. And then I woke up at 8 a.m. sharp. I rolled over and I looked at the clock and it said 8:00. And I said, you know, if I get up right now, I could probably go outside, avoid the heat of the day, blah, 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 right? Thought, yeah, I should get up right now. Nope, didn't do that. Went back to sleep until 11:30. Yeah, so at least I got up before noon. Ugh, man, I tell you, the hydroxyzine is making me sleep hard, which is probably not a good idea because now I'm just losing time. Losing time to sleep. All right, I am back up on the bank. And I'm walking upstream. Hey, that foliote or that dryad saddle got bigger. Did we get more rain? And I'm heading up here for two reasons. One, I want to check for mushrooms. It's way too dry. Way too dry. Huh. It's going to be a weird year for morels. Are we even going to get any this year? Hard to say. But if it happens, it's going to happen very soon. Like next rain. Next rain. I should tell Brian that. My friend Brian often talks about he wants to go looking for morels and stuff, but it's never happened. I gotta keep telling him, keep reminding him that we're in the season. Alright, I'm looking up into the trees. Looking up into the known owl trees. Where's everybody? Where is everybody? Okay, so yeah. Here we are. Doodly doodly doo. How much further do I want to go? Let's just go up here and see what we can see. Are there any of my friends out here in the creek today? As I look up into the sky, I do not see my friends, the owls. Where could they be? Well, maybe they're out on the golf course, hanging around, doing fun owl golf. All right. Now I need to decide. Do I want to keep going? Yeah, what the hell? Ooh, this tree just creaked and it sounded like it was talking to me. It said, Okay, we got a squirrel up here. A black red fox squirrel. Yeah, I realize that doesn't make any sense, but once again, I don't make the rules. I don't come up with the naming conventions. Oh, wait, what was that? I just saw a weird shadow over here. This tree was blocking my view. Was there a big, large bird on a small branch over here? There's my squirrel. What did I see? Looking around. Where's all the dudes today? Where are all the dudes today? And speaking of dudes today, what am I going to do? What am I doing? After Dubious Goals Committee, one of these days, is it going to be today? I don't know. Okay, hold on. I'm coming to the drop off. Are there any ducks down here today? Who's down in the creek over here today? Nobody, no ducks. Okay, turn around and go back. Anyway, as I was saying, one of these days, after Dubious Goals Committee, I gotta drive out to Fort Calhoun. I need to drive out to Fort Calhoun and I need to go to the Cherry Hill place, talk to that guy, and see what is up. Wait, no, nothing. I saw a lump. Oh, yeah. I need to find, well, you know, here's the other thing that occurred to me earlier, and it's about early gigs. One of the good things about playing late at night, like from midnight until 1 a.m., or, you know, from whenever to whenever. That's in the dark. Dark means no sun, okay? And here I am talking about doing a regular gig in a place 20 miles away during the day, during the summer, when it'll be hot. I can't play outdoors in the summer. I don't want to unload a car full of equipment. Okay, so here's what happens. I drive to the gig. I load all my equipment in. And now I'm sick. Because I have overexerted myself in the heat, unloading all this goddamn gear. Yeah. Okay, well, part of that can be alleviated if the place has their own sound system. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what kind of coffee shop and ice cream store has a PA? Well, let us remember that this is also a church. Churches often have sound systems. The more legitimate the church and the bigger it is, the more likely they're going to have a sound system. If it's just your basic strip mall church, you know, these types of churches tend not to have sound systems. So what level are these guys at? Are they at the level of legit, or are they at the level of strip mall? Okay, I am now going to step down into the creek. Standing on a rock in the middle of the creek, we go 1, 2, rock hopping, 3, 4, 5, 6. Standing on a sandbar in the middle of the creek. And now we go rock hopping, 2. We go 1, 2, gone. 1, 2, and golden. All right, I'm walking down the middle of the creek. It is wet right here, so maybe we did get enough water to move through here. Okay, good to know. Nah, I'm working my way downstream. Just looking for golf balls today. And I'm kind of worn out. How can you be worn out? You've only been up for an hour. You just ate. Yeah. And this, my friends, is the side effect of the hydroxyzine. I'm thinking about not taking any tonight. Which means I'm going to have some bad times later. But maybe tomorrow I'll be able to get up at a reasonable hour. And maybe I'll, you know, be able to accomplish something. Like go to Fort Calhoun. Hey, what time does the Rustic open? Something tells me that they open at 4, but why do I think that? I don't know. I could go to the Rustic and eat, and then go to Cherry Hill, set up the gig. Yeah. Kind of want to go to the Rustic right now. Hey, did somebody dig this out? It looks like somebody might have, well, maybe somebody was exploring this hole and they kicked all the dirt out and they decided, no, it's not for me. Oh, okay, so I'm in the zone of T1. Okay, yeah, see, I'm only 15 minutes into this and I'm getting freaking exhausted. And I don't have direct sun on me. And I've got a nice cool breeze, and here's a white golf ball. What is it? It's an EV. It's a Charlie Tuna EV. 00 EV spin. This one's going in my pocket. I hate to admit this, but I've kind of been collecting logo balls. Every time I see a logo ball, if it's a logo that's interesting to me, I've been hanging on to it. I hung on to that pterodactyl ball, and I've hung on to a Marian High School ball, one of the Catholic girls' high schools in town. And what else was there? There's been a couple of others. Oh boy. Okay, now I'm trying to decide what I want to do. I should probably turn around before I do something bad to myself accidentally. This can't be good. I feel weird. Okay, so turning around. Oh, and now the sun is coming out. The sun's peeking behind, out from behind some clouds, and it's shining through the leaves of the canopy, and it's trying to get me, and I can feel it. It is unpleasant. Oh. Do I have any cool drinks? Yeah, I got some cool drinks. I need to go home and make more cool drinks. Well, I'll do it later after I recover. Oh, yeah. Just walking through the creek today. Not super exciting. Okay, so what was I doing last night? Well, kind of messing around with some synth stuff last night. Running myself out of patch cables. That's what I should do today. Should order another package or two of patch cables. Some of those medium length ones. What are they? Are they 30 centimeters? I don't even know. I guess I could measure them when I get back. I was doing some synth stuff, and I kind of got frustrated. I couldn't get my sequencers to line up the way that they were supposed to. And so I depatched everything and said, I'm going to work on something else because I had an idea. And I started working on this idea, meaning I managed to get one oscillator tuned up. And then, of course, I got sidetracked. And this big thing that I was supposed to be doing, where I was going to finally decide, or I was going to say, okay, I'm going to start to finish this thing. And of course, yeah, no. Oh, I don't feel good. Complete and utter distraction. And ended up with a little bit of something that was completely different than what I was actually trying to do. Okay, we got a problem. I gotta get the hell out of here right now. Oh, this isn't good. All right. Yeah, we got heat problems. I'm climbing out of the creek, and I gotta get to the air conditioning of my car very quickly. So we're going to, make a clicky sound and then press random play.
God help me, what can I do? My girlfriend's dad is a vicar boo-hoo, and he won't let me be alone with you. Oh, he's a vicar and there's nothing I can do. He's a vicar, you know. Works in a church.
God help him, what can he do? His girlfriend's dad is a vicar boo-hoo, and he won't let him be alone with you. Oh, he's a vicar and there's nothing he can do. God help him, what can he do? His girlfriend's dad is a vicar boo-hoo, and he won't let him be alone with you.
Yeah. All right, so that was The Toy Dolls with My Girlfriend's Dad is a Vicar. And what are we going to do now? I guess we got no choice. I got 10 minutes we got to kill. That means it's synth time. Let's do some synth. Peppa is sitting right next to me, right here in the synth zone. Hopefully she's not going to be stepping on or walking on any synths, because that's what kitties like. Are you a kitty, Bazingans? Yes. Let's get some drums. And let's get some stuff. Thank you.
that delay. I gotta call it. You've been listening to the Dubious Tobe Can't Play Synth Today Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. Right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta eat a sandwich. This is the end of the line for me.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yes. The